Good afternoon, I'm Kepi with my co-host Zorgag. It's time for the latest news in politics, education with candidates, Ziplore, Violator of Worlds, and
Crickhot
Pinnock's Tart Esquire. It's been one hell of a race since this morning, and one of the most controversial races we've seen in the Alliance for a very long time, over education of all things. Wow, Zorgag, that's one long list of war crimes for Ziplore. Our new on-the-scene reporter should be at Ziplore's campaign office with the ex-war chief himself about these accusations. You're right, Zorgag. We didn't have time to learn the reporter's name, so we're calling him Greg. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I am. But my name is...
That's great news, Greg. Ask Ziplore about the rumors of him having a trophy wall in his office with skulls of his enemy's children.
No, my name is... Never mind. Mr. Ziplore, there have been many rumors floating around the nets since you announced your candidacy this morning. Is it true that you have the bones of the offspring of your defeated adversaries behind your desk?
That is an unfounded rumor started by my rival's campaign office. As you can see, we're standing in my office. There are no skulls at all. In fact, I have lovingly placed the Alliance flag behind my desk. I want future children and the record books to show that I stood for the sovereignty.
That is quite a large flag that seems to cover the whole backside of your office. We have more questions, but we'll be back after this segment of the show.
TC was on her way back from Luna, having learned of the identity of the hostage. The clown kidnapper has finally accepted communications with me. The chief and the prez were nervous, but stayed silent. Who am I speaking with?
My name is, Mr. Fiddles, the clown. Yeah, Mr. Fiddles.
And your pal?
They call me Payne. Ow! I mean, my name is Topsy Jazz Jr.
All right, Mr. Fiddles the clown and Topsy Jazz Jr., I want to hear from you. Why did you take the Oracle hostage?
You see, Mr. Nightbanger, when our families died on New Trident... Ow!
Bobotopia, you idiot!
Quiet! When our families died on Bobotopia, in that massacre, we knew the Oracle should have warned someone that 60 of our fellow clowns would be murdered.
20 were found dead, not 60. The police ruled it an accident due to the weakened structural integrity of the portable toilet. No foul play was discovered. Well, except for the foulness of the receptacle. No one has yet to discover why some of the clowns were wearing football jerseys.
What is it you want? You've asked for no money, no escape, no retribution, just me.
Yeah, just you. And the fire hose.
The fire hose isn't even here anymore. Why me? I had nothing to do with that.
It's because...
I mean, you were there.
Yeah. You're good at this investigation stuff. So should you have a,
You should have been ready for it. It's your fault.
The chief and the president reported that the hostage takers were blaming the oracles. Now they are blaming you.
I'll admit, I was on Bobotopia following the incident.
Yeah, see?
Could you have, done something? So turn yourself over to us?
I was there on other business. Chief Marth McGriff was investigating when I arrived. All were already dead before I got there.
I don't believe it. No, Nightbanger. It's the Oracle for you. Our mistress demands it. Ow!
He means our justice. He demands it! Yes! Justice!
How do I know the Oracle is unharmed?
Consarn it. I guess get him.
That one part of the plan. What in Thunder Nation are we supposed to do?
Change your voice or something. Don't know what this oracle sounds like.
Hello, Mr. Nightbanger. I'm perfectly safe here with these two clowns. You don't need to worry about me.
I do not need to tell you how ridiculous their charade is, do I?
Got that right.
Detective, I've managed to access the building's network through the communications link.
Swell.
So does that mean you're coming in?
I won't stay muzzled about this if you're going to do something so doggone stupid like going in there without backup.
Marth, be quiet. Nightbanger is an asset, to be sure, but these oracles are insanely valuable. If all they want is him, then so be it. Detective, that associate of yours is much better at the job than I first gave her credit for. Surely she can take over your duties.
Chief, I think it'll all work out. All right, clowns, I'm coming in.
What's that? What's that sound?
Sounds like the whine of my sister's pups. They just yap up a storm all the time. Wait, someone's coming out. Detective, you're safe.
That was quick. What happened in there?
You'll find the clowns in there, Chief. They won't be any trouble. It seems this was all a ruse. There was no Oracle president. No idea where they got that amulet.
Officers, get in there!
All this expense for nothing?
It sounds like usual government operations.
And we're back. So, set the record straight. There have been several accusations that the only reason that you're running for this position is that you can gain access to the abundance of sentient life forms. As the rumors say, so you can devour them like in years past.
You see? It's rumors like these that are the reason the Securian people cannot get ahead in this alliance. Let me be absolutely clear on this matter. I may have used violence in the past, but I only wish to bring good into the universe to make up for my past mistakes.
So, mini, tiny skulls.
Well, that was one thrilling interview, wouldn't you say, Zorgag? Really, Zorgag, a skull pun. I have to admit, that's pretty funny. Well, stay tuned on this developing scandal here at GNN. Have a great evening.
Al Nightbanger, Detective in Space, was written by Austin Adams, Jeffrey B. Campbell, and W.F. Stern. Thank you for listening to Chapter 4, Negotiations, of Episode 3, Don't Send in the Clowns. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Visit our website at detectiveinspace.com for information on specific songs used throughout this episode. His website is incompetech.com. The voice of Al Nightbanger was Chris Bobbitt. The computer was portrayed by Rachel Licious. Chief Marth McGriff was played by W.F. Stern. Mr. Fiddles the Clown was performed by Austin Adams. Topsy Jazz Jr. was Matthew Medeiros. Kepi, GNN anchor, was Austin Adams. Greg, GNN reporter, was performed by W.F. Stern. Ziplor, candidate for Educational Council President, was also W.F. Stern. Al Nightbanger, Detective in Space, is an X-24 production, all rights reserved. Questions or comments? Email us at alnightbanger@gmail.com. The last chapter of this episode will be available soon.